This is Kennedy Launch Control, T-minus 61 minutes and counting. T-minus 61, the countdown still proceeding very satisfactorily. Now just a little more than an hour away from our planned liftoff here on the Apollo 15 mission. Astronaut Dave Scott, who will be making his third space flight, is still working with the spacecraft test conductor in the spacecraft cabin at the 320-foot level at the pad, working with spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin back at the control room. We have completed our final guidance alignment checks of the spacecraft systems, and we're now making some final checks of the entry monitoring system, the system that would help guide the spacecraft back in on a reentry from a trip from the moon, and also, of course, if there was an emergency condition where the spacecraft had to come back in. Skip Chauvin has just advised the astronauts that the swing arm, which is now still attached to the spacecraft, probably will be coming back in about 7 minutes from this time. The swing arm is moved to a position about 6 feet away from the spacecraft so that if there was an emergency condition where the astronauts needed to egress the spacecraft in a hurry, that swing arm could be brought back in a matter of seconds so that the astronauts could get out. At the five-minute mark in the countdown, the swing arm is retracted to its fully retracted position at the pad. Here in the Launch Control Center, our telemetry calibration checks are still in progress. We'll be making some checks of the Range Safety Commander struck system aboard the vehicle, the system that would be used to destroy the vehicle after an abort sequence had occurred and the astronauts had escaped from the vehicle in trouble. That's our status. All is go. 59 minutes, 10 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.